You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sampung taon nang nakalilipas mula ng mga mapinsalang mga bushfire sa Victoria ay pumatay sa 173 katao, daan-daan ang naiwang sugutan at mahigit sa 2,000 tahanan ang natupok. Araw ng Sabado, 7 Pebrero, taong 2009 ay naging kilala sa tawag na Black Saturday. Isang dekada mula nang mangyari ang trahedya, ang paraan ng pagtugon ng Australia sa mga biglaang pangyayari ng sunog ay nagbago ng husto. Sa tampok na ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Bilang isang kontinente na tuyo ang lupa, ang Australia ay palaging nakakaranas ng bushfire o mga sunog sa mga kakahuyan, ngunit ang mga apoy noong Black Saturday ay labis na malubha kung saan mahigit sa 170 katao ang nasawi ang buhay. Ito ay isang natural disaster o sakuna na naging sanhi ng pagkakaroon ng isang Royal Commission na humantong sa mga pagbabago sa buong Australia sa mga serbisyo ng emerhensiyang pagtugon sa mga banta ng sunog. Si Andrew Gissing ay isang dalubhasa sa pangangasiwa ng panganib ng emerhensiya sa Risk Frontiers, isang negosyo na espesyalista sa pamamahala ng panganib at pagbawas ng malaking sakuna o kapahamakan o risk management and catastrophe modeling. Sinabi ni Ginoong Gissing na dulot ng Black Saturday, pinagtibay ng Australia ang isang pambansang sistema ng emergency alert.
What we saw was investment in systems such as the emergency alert system, a new national fire warnings framework for consistency across all jurisdictions. And we saw things like the better adoption of social media and partnerships with media organisations to ensure that messages are consistent and getting out there. In later years, we've seen the adoption of smartphone apps and better all hazards warning websites so that warnings are accessible to people. Because ultimately warnings of the information can be so important in empowering community responses and empowering safer decisions by community members.
Ayon sa Chief Officer ng Country Fire Authority o CFA ng Victoria, Steve Warrington, ang mga pagbabagong iyon ay siyang pinakamalaking pagkatuto mula sa sakuna ng Black Saturday.
Wherever you are in Australia, there's an agreed warning system. So you'll get a watch and act, and you'll hear, even whether you're in Tasmanian fires or Victoria, you'll get a watch and act, you'll get an advice message, you'll get an emergency alert. There's consistency in the messaging right across the country, and there's consistent trigger points with clear actions of what to do in those situations as well. So I think the biggest learning for everybody was how better do the emergency services in particular connect in with our community so people can make informed decisions about their future.
Ang mga kondisyon ng mangyari ang Black Saturday ay labis-labis, kung saan ang mga temperatura ay umabot sa kalagitnaan ng 40 degree, may malalakas na hangin at tuyo ang mga halaman. Isang arsonist ay may kagawan sa ilang mga sunog, habang mahigit sa 100 ay sanhi ng mga depektong elektrikal sa mga linya ng kuryente. Inirekomenda ng Victorian Bushfires Royal Commission na i-upgrade ang imprastrukturang elektrikal, ngunit pagkatapos ng 10 taon, matapos ng rekomendasyong iyon, ang gawain ay sinasagawa pa rin at ang mga linya o kable ng kuryente ay nagpapatuloy pa rin na magpakislap ng mga bushfire. Sinabi ng Chief Officer ng CFA, Steve Warrington, habang ang gawain ito ay mahalaga upang subukang mabawasan ang bilang ng mga bushfire, sinabi niya na may ilang sanhi ng mga sunog na mahirap mapigilan.
I'd like to think now communities are well and truly aware of the warning systems. They've got access to information. They can make informed decisions. That our practices will be, first class on a global scale, unquestionable. But could I guarantee that people are not going to lose their life? Absolutely not. Already this season, we've lost a couple of houses We know it's going to happen. We will continue to strive. There's been significant change since Black Saturday. There's no doubt about that, and we'll continue to learn. So, yes, I am. Is there more to do? Absolutely, there's more to do.
Ayon kay Andrew Gissing mula sa Risk Frontiers, ang mga trahedya tulad ng Black Saturday ay nagpapakita ng katotohanan na ang pangangasiwa ng emerhensiya ay isang pinagbabahagian na tungkulin kung saan ang bawat komunidad sa mga lugar na madaling magkaroon ng bushfire ay dapat natanggapin ang kanilang responsibilidad.
Emergency management is a shared partnership. So though we talk a lot here about what government has been doing and responding to the 10 years after the Black Saturday event, that shared partnership means that communities are just as responsible for disaster management across Australia, and it means that communities need to reflect about how prepared they are and how they can work in partnership with government authorities, emergency services to better prepare for, you know, be it bushfires, heat waves, flood, storms, and other forms of emergencies.
Dagdag pa ni Ginoong Gissing, may puwang para sa pagpapabuti o pagpapahusay sa Australia at nais niyang makita ang pag-unlad ng mas epektibong mga babala ng heat wave.
We do need to do a bit more research and a bit more work in our heatwave space, develop more effective heatwave warnings. We've seen just how severe summer temperatures have been this summer, and we're still yet to really realise the full impacts of those heatwaves and really measure the cost. But we do need to do more in the heatwave space, get a better understanding of the impacts of heatwave and also how to best communicate the risks of heatwaves out to the community.
Nasisiyahan naman ang Chief Officer ng CFA, Steve Warrington, na mayroong napakalaking progreso mula ng Black Saturday. Ngunit nagsabi na laging may mga hamon na kailangan mapagtagumpayan sa mga lugar na madaling magkaroon ng mga sunog sa Australia.
Yes, we should do a lot more things to try and stop them happening in the first place, but you can't stop lightning. Unfortunately, you can't stop human beings from either deliberately or accidentally lighting fires. We will have ignition sources. At these times of year, particularly if the wind gets up, the humidity, you know, really drops out. And we've had, you know, long periods of now drought and now drying. It's just the right recipe for significant bushfires. We've had them in our history, in our landscape, for probably as long as this planet has been here. Certainly as far as we're aware, it's always happened and will continue to happen. We live in that environment and we need to be prepared for it.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.